I'll begin by reading our FY16 budget letter, paraphrasing, and then we'll move down to the dais and give our detailed presentation. Mr. President, members of Council, as required by Title IX, Chapter 70 of the Delaware Code, I respectfully submit the proposed annual operating budget for Sussex County for fiscal year 2016. The FY2016 proposed budget was developed by our budget team consisting of the County Administrator, the Finance Director, and the Deputy Finance Director. Thanks to Council's leadership and the team's conservative approach, the county will continue without raising taxes for another year. The fiscal 2016 forecast is consistent with fiscal 2015, to which we are seeing a small level of positive growth in most sectors. Revenues from the housing sector are projected to only increase by 2% over last year. The county's largest revenue source, realty transfer tax, is expected to climb to over $20 million for the second year in a row. Nonetheless, we continue to take a very conservative approach and develop a budget that remains below our predicted taxable assessments, because our expenses must remain at a sustainable level. As a result, we are forecasting budgeted revenues to increase a modest 3%. While RTT trajectory is expected to continue to climb for the third year in a row, RTT is only budgeted at $16.7 million, or 76% of projection. The budget was prepared with some assumptions. We assume that the county will continue to receive 1.5% of realty transfer tax on eligible properties in unincorporated areas. We also assume the county will continue to receive the 30% grant from the state of Delaware to fund paramedic expenses. If the state were to change these revenue sources or pass any legislation that would further cut our revenues or raise our expenses, we would have to reevaluate this entire budget. The budget represents a collaborative effort among the budget team and our department heads, many of whom you see today in the audience. Knowing that our revenues are showing a minimum increase, departments submitted only their priorities within a 2% growth. By prioritizing their expenditures, departments ensured that expenses were in line with their goals and objectives. The department's objectives are listed throughout this document, and I want to personally thank each and every one of them for their understanding of the challenges that we face in developing this balanced budget. Sussex County's economy is trending in a positive direction, and while I'm optimistic about the county's future, I believe we must remain cautious as we move forward. This philosophy governed the decisions we made in developing this year's budget. The positive trends have allowed the county to respond to the calls for additional services while focusing on the areas of greatest need. We, however, continue to move forward at a very deliberate pace to ensure we serve the citizens of this great county while fulfilling our fiduciary duties to them. And now I will move down to the podium and make our presentation.
Please do, sir. And while Mr. Lawson is moving down there, just as an FYI, Mrs. Deaver is going to be here late today. She's representing the council at a function in Milton this morning. So when that event's done, she'll be here.
There you go.
And she's here already. How about that? That was quick.
Just in time.
I just told them you were in Milton representing the council this morning at an event there, so.
I was in Milton. Very important event.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of numbers in this presentation. We want to make sure you can see them. Okay. What you're about to see is most of the information you're aware of that was presented in our workshop a few weeks ago. Again, we are joined by our department directors in the audience, those that were able to join us today. Again, I want to thank them sincerely for helping us develop this budget. It's their priorities that are listed within and throughout this budget. A good format this year. A lot of thanks go to Gina Jennings and Kathy Roth, our finance director and deputy finance director. They do the lion's share of the work and continue to put forth a wonderful product. I'm very proud of our budget book, as well as this presentation. By far the best work product that we've put together since I've been here. Okay. Let's jump right into it. For the 26th year in a row, there will be no change in the county's property tax rate or general fund fees. We are predicting our taxable assessments to increase or budgeting for a 3% increase. Our general fund is up by $1.5 million, or 2.9%. You may have heard me reference the fact that we maintained a 2% growth limit within our overall budget requests, with some exceptions. However, the overall budget is up nearly 3%. The driver in that cost is healthcare. We're predicting a $583,000 increase this year in healthcare costs, or 7.7%. Just like most municipalities, we have additional costs, and we've got to make decisions as we produce our annual budget to address those. There's an increase in our grant funding, specifically an increase in our Delaware State Police contract to provide additional troopers, as well as additional funding to our local libraries. We'll go into more detail regarding that further down the presentation. There is a new Western Sussex Power Unit, which is a deployment that we are using on the western side of the county to provide better paramedic coverage along the Route 13 corridor from Greenwood down to Del Mar. That's an additional $140,000 expense. And then there's a one-time information technology equipment purchase contained in this budget. Some of that purchase is specifically going to continuation of government. Should we incur any kind of disaster, natural or otherwise, the systems that we are purchasing will allow the county to remain up and functioning. We're always proud of our public safety grants. This year, they're $6 million to illustrate the collaboration with local law enforcement, state police, fire, and ambulance. There is total library funding of just under $5 million. That's for all three county libraries, as well as the 11 independent libraries throughout the county. Our government capital plan has $8.6 million in that fund. Again, funding that without any general fund debt, continuing to utilize the pay-as-you-go philosophy. Nearly 40% of that capital plan improvement is for our airport. There's a small sewer service charge increase, which we will give you more details about. And we are seeing an uptick in growth in our EDUs and our wastewater system, 2.4% increase in 2015 and 1.7% increase predicted for 2016, a direct reflection of new customers coming on to our systems. Specifically in this budget, we have a CAMA assessment software purchase, which will allow us to provide better technology for our staff and our residents as it relates to the assessment process and then the appraisal of real property in the county. Currently, when an assessor goes out to a property, it's a complete manual process. And they have with them a card, like I have here. This happens to be the card for my house. And they produce and measure the property, and they produce a sketch like this. When that's done, they go back and they submit this paperwork to the staff here in this building, and then they process the information into a computer, which then plugs in our famous formula for producing our property taxes. And once that is developed, we can produce a property tax and send it out. With the CAMA system, that entire process will be automated. The assessors will have a tablet on site. They will have information such as a Google map that shows them where to go, property parcel information that's contained on these cards already inputted into the system. They'll have a workflow in front of them to show which parcels should be done first. All the information that they upload on the tablet will, in real time, be pushed into the computer system back here at the admin building, and all the information will be uploaded, and literally we can produce a property tax bill in seconds, whereas the process I just described to you takes days. It's a great benefit for us. On top of that, we have about 160 to 180,000 paper records contained in this building. It's the only records we have. And once this system is purchased and the consultants come in, they will digitize this record, and it will be memorialized. And a benefit to our residents that are in the real estate business, they will be able to access all this information electronically. Currently, they either have to come into this building or call to get appraisal information. Something that we think is a great benefit once they'll be able to access this through our website. We're going to build a facility maintenance building, which will allow us to maintain our fleet in one location and consolidate several outbuildings that we have currently at the airport. It will also allow us to store critical emergency equipment that is stored off-site near Dagsboro right now, a more centralized location. It also increase our safety because it'll allow our mechanics to operate under one building. And then we have funding in the budget for a planning and zoning consultant. We have many tasks in front of us that I think require some assistance beyond what staff can provide. Some of the things that you all have tasked us with doing, such as the carrying capacity study, expanding our commercial zoning beyond what we currently have, only two commercial zones, as well as the comprehensive land use plan, which is required by state code to be updated in 2018. That's a little further off, and we'll probably start that process next year. But if we have a consultant already secure, that will assist in that process. Okay, let's dive into the specifics. This is the table illustrating the five funds that encompass our entire budget. As I mentioned, we're seeing 2.9% growth in general fund. Our capital projects fund is up 21%. 40% of that, again, is the airport improvements. I mentioned growth in our sewer districts. That's represented here by 7.6%. More EDUs mean more customers. Our capital projects enterprise fund up 27%. That's paid for by connection fees that we've received over time. As we grow and we need to improve our system or expand our system, we utilize those connection fees to build the infrastructure. That's represented in this 27.7%. And then finally, a 17.9% increase in fiduciary funds. That's our pension. Overall, $128,617,519, or 9.6%. Let's talk about personnel. As I mentioned earlier, one of the drivers in our growth this year is our healthcare costs. Like I said before, most municipalities are faced with an increase in healthcare. If you read the news today, we're just like the rest. We're predicting $583,000 of an increase, or 7.7%. It costs us $8.1 million to provide health care benefits to our employees and their dependents. That equates to roughly $16,000 per employee. We decided to absorb the increase in costs within this budget without changing any of our employees' contribution requirements. This year, we are recommending a $5.4 million contribution in our pension. We will continue to require new hires to contribute to their pension 3%. That took effect in January of 2014. There is no COLA recommended in this budget, due to the National Inflation Index being negative 0.1%. There are merits and bonuses and salary adjustments contained within. We will continue to provide 11 paid holidays and 2 floating holidays. This slide shows our workforce. We continue to provide superior service, yet we do it with 10% less workforce since 2009. That equates to 53 employees. We are asking for 5 new full-time employees in this budget. We deciphered where these are being hired from to also illustrate the growth that we're seeing in our sewer districts. We have one employee that would be funded through the general fund. The other four are contained within the enterprise fund or sewer fund, which means their salaries are paid for by our wastewater customers. Overall, we're seeing a budget increase of only two employees. You may ask yourself, how are we asking for five but only gain two? Currently, we have three vacancies that will not be filled. So through attrition, we are only going to grow by two this year. This is a great slide to illustrate where we have been able to absorb the reduction. Each department's listed here, and it shows whether they have gone down or increased. Like I said, in this year's budget, we are netting two employees, but since 2009, 7 years, we are down 53 employees.
Mr. Lasser, or Mr. President, when is there ever a time through this process to ask a question or a comment, or are we waiting?
Can you wait until the end? We'll go through and make a note of the of anything. All three of us will be willing to answer anything.
Thank you.
And that concludes my highlights. For specifics, Mrs. Jennings is going to dive into the general fund.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I'm going to start with the general fund details. This slide here summarizes what Mr. Lawson has mentioned. There is no fee or tax increases in the general fund. Our operating budget is increasing 2.9%, which works out to be about $1.5 million. Of that $1.5 million, our taxable assessments have increased 3.3%, which results in a $454,000 result in income. So out of that $1.5 million, $454,000 is just from the growth of the county. There are no appropriate reserves, so we're not using any savings to balance the budget for our operating expenses. In other words, we're living within our means. Our building-related revenues, we watch these very carefully. They are going to be flat. So 2015, we budgeted $23 million. 2016, it's $24 million. We're not seeing too much of an increase. It's less than 1%. All right, moving on to the next slide. This is where our money comes from. As in the past couple of years, related transfer tax has been our largest revenue source at 31%, or $16.7 million this year. At $1 million less, we have property taxes at $15.5 million. The next largest is the charges for services. This includes building permits, inspection fees, deeds, wills, private road inspections, things like that. And then our fourth largest is intergovernmental. That means grants from the federal and state agencies. This is $6.4 million. The largest part of that is the $4.9 million that we get for the 30% reimbursement from the state for paramedic department. Because realty is our largest revenue source, we do watch this very carefully, and we're careful how we budget it. So you can see back in 2006, $35 million was collected, and it dipped in 2009, 2010, down to $13 million, and now we keep seeing an increase year after year since then. We budgeted $16 million in 2014 and 2015, but we are projected to collect $22 million in 2015. Because this is so dependent on the economy and the real estate, we do not want to budget the full amount. So even though we're expecting $22 million, we're budgeting 75% of that at $16.7 million. Okay, this pie chart shows where our money is spent. You'll see a quarter of the pie is paramedics. That's $13.6 million of the budget. I want to point out then that emergency preparedness, which is 6%, is $3 million. So 31% of our expenses are related to public safety, county-owned public safety. We also have public safety where we partner with the fire companies and ambulance services, and that's in the 18%, which is the $6 million. So when we talk about really transfer tax in the previous slide, we're thinking $16.7 million. We spend more than that in public safety, and religious transfer tax is for public safety. So our tax dollars are going towards public safety. The next largest is general government at 22% or $11.9 million. This includes county council, admin, finance, building to grounds, IT, and HR. And then the next one I want to talk about is the other financing uses at 7%. This includes a $3 million transfer to our capital projects fund. We're taking some of our savings and moving it over to help with the infrastructure and the big projects. All right, this graph takes the expenditures from the previous slide and it backs out the revenue that supports those expenditures. So how much does a tax dollar go to certain areas? So public safety is 54 cents per every dollar. So in other words, our average tax bill is $100. So out of the $100 of the tax bill, 54 of the taxpayers' dollars go straight to public safety. Okay. The next largest is 15 cents on the dollar, or $15 of the $100 tax bill. And then we have code enforcement, planning and zoning permit addressing at 10 cents. And then I have general government and special services. They are outlined on the slide. General government is county council, administration, legal, finance, and the constitutional offices. And special services would be our airport, economic development, and other engineering. Okay, the next couple slides talk about public safety. These are the county-owned programs, and what we're doing here is showing the increase that our public safety is being used. So you will see on the first chart here, this is our paramedics being dispatched. So in 2005, there was 11,600 dispatched. In 2014, it increased to 15,200. That's a 31% increase, or 3,500 additional incidents dispatched. The 911 calls in the bottom right-hand corner, this is seeing a similar increase. In 2005, there was 85,000 911 calls. In 2014, this increased over 100,000 to 110,000. This is a 29% increase, or 25,000 additional 911 calls. So in order to keep up with this demand, you will see both of those budgets have increased from 2015's budget to 2016. Okay, moving on to the county partnered programs of public safety. We're very proud of our partnership with the fire and ambulance service. You will see, since for the last 15 years, we've contributed $46.6 million to the fire and ambulance services. We also provide funding for the Delaware State Police for the extra 44 troopers. This will be $2,081,000. This is a $90,000 increase over 2015. The local law enforcement is $25,000 for each municipality. You'll see that there was a jump in 2015 because we had budgeted extra surplus funds to provide and partner with the towns to give them an extra $10,000. The fire BLS, you'll also see that same similar jump in 2015 where we've given $25,000 to the fire companies for personal protective equipment. And the chart below shows you the continual increase that we have provided for the fire and the BLS funding. 2010, it started at 2.9, and in 2015, we're expected to spend $4.2 million. Another program that we are proud of is the Community Development Program. This is a $2.1 million project or program. The goals here are to provide assistance for emergency housing rehabilitation. After a year, we serve about 130 to 150 households. Of those households, they must be 80% of the average median income. So that's about $27,000 for a single family income. However, half of our assisted homes are 50%. We are doing a new initiative this year to help with Code Purple, and we have provided an extra $10,000 to help with this homeless initiative. When you look at the funding, federal grants is $1.7 million, so that's the majority of the $2.1 million. County Council has given $110,000. $100,000 is our normal, and then, like I said, we've increased it $10,000 for the homeless initiative. And we have an administrative requirement over the federal grants of $300,000. All right, moving on to grants. So this takes the expenditure pie chart and just focuses on the grant side. This is a $9.5 million program. You'll see the largest is public safety at $6 million. And again, that's the fire companies and ambulances that we have been talking about. The next largest is our libraries. Out of this chart, this is the one that's seeing the biggest change. This is where we've recommended implementing a new formula that awards based off measurable criteria such as circulation, computer usage, and program attendance. This is $2.3 million. The next one is human service grants, or the community assistance, which is the human service, which is $200,000. The housing assistance program that we had just talked about in the previous slide of $110,000, and then for per each council district, $35,000. The next one is the agriculture and drainage. We have the soil conservation drainage assistance, and I'm going to go into that on the next slide. So in our workshop, we brought up the Sussex Conservation District. And we have additional requests. We're asking for you during this after the presentation to give us a little more direction on what you would like to do with this Sussex Conservation District. But what I can tell you is in the budget, the tax ditch subsidy in 2015 was $95,000. 2016, we've raised it $10,000 to $105,000. And the drainage projects, $50,195. They have two requests. One, they'd like to increase funding by $35,000. This would take the $50,000, add the $35,000, so they would have $85,000 for drainage projects. They're also requesting support of $65,000 to hire an additional stormwater inspector for Sussex County, and they currently have two on staff. When we mentioned this in the workshop, Mr. Wilson had mentioned exactly what is drainage. What do they do as far as drainage? There are four projects that they have. I have, Mr. Wilson will be passing it out, a little more breakdown of how much money has been spent, what in what district, and these summarize the four. There's some pictures in the back as well. So they've replaced damaged storm drainage at Mill Pond in Selbyville. And again, these are partnerships. So they provided $2,600 of a $7,700 project. They've addressed sediment buildup at Woods on Herring Creek. They provided the $6,250. The project was $15,500. They fixed erosion and flooding problems outside Georgetown by adding two catch basins. They provided $488 of the $14,000 project. And they've also opened up ditches that provided outlets for the poultry and grain farm and neighboring properties. And again, they provided $900 of the $1,800 project. And you will see a little more detail on what was just passed out. We'll come back to it. Yeah, yes, we're going to come back to that. All right, the governmental capital projects. So as Mr. Lawson has mentioned, most of the projects are in our airport industrial park, which is 40%. There's $1 million in airfield electrical upgrades, and that's what this first picture depicts, where they plan on running the lines. There's $500,000 of payment improvements and also property acquisition around the airport. The next one, the general government of 31%. This is $2.7 million. This is the CAMA system that Mr. Lawson talked about. the multi-use facility, and also building improvements. The next one is the Emergency Operations Center, and that's $880,000. Most of this is the mobile command unit that is under design right now and plans on being built in fiscal year 16. The paramedics has another station being built this year. This is Station 104. This would be the fourth station to be built. We're trying to get away from the leases to help us as a long-term strategy. And then engineering, there's $550,000. Most of this is for landfill, land acquisition around the county-owned landfills. Now I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Roth to talk about the water and sewer funds.
Thank you, Mrs. Jennings. Good morning, President and members of Council. I'm going to be covering the enterprise funds, which are both our water and our sewer funds. Some of the highlights this year, again, our service charge and connection fees will continue to increase, which unify those rates. A growth in our EDUs, we're looking at 2.4% this current year, and we're estimating 1.7% for next year. We had over 1,500 new EDUs this year. An EDU is an equivalent dwelling unit. It's a measure of units. So basically, one EDU equals a regular household, just to give you kind of a concept there. We have a 7.6% increase in the operating budget for the enterprise fund. You know, you have to realize this covers all four treatment plants. We have over 108 miles of piping in the ground. We have over 400 pump stations. We have over 5 million billable front footage. And we perform over 27,000 missed utility locates each year. So every time you see that green paint alongside the road, that's Sussex County marking our sewer lines. We also have increased our capital expenditures of 27.7%. These are our large CIP projects, which expand more than 1 year. And again, assessment charges, again, we're continuing our 100-foot cap. Our connection fees, again, these are fees, one-time user fees for new users that come on board. These funds are used to improve our systems, only capital cost. Again, this is our second year in the process of unifying the rates. Not only unifying the rates, we're also looking to make sure that the fees we're collecting will cover our expenditures in the future. And again, these are the rates here. Our sewer expense summaries. Again, operating and maintenance are up 11.3% or $1.1 million. Again, we have four new positions, as Mr. Lawson had covered earlier. We have increased utility costs. Again, repair and maintenance for all those facilities I discussed earlier. Our capital expenditures this year increased in 41% at $1.5 million. These are capital expenditures that are reoccurring each year. They're not long-term capital cost. Again, pumping system improvements are $1.4 million. There's actually 20 different pump stations that are going to be improved this year. And there's a picture of two of them on the bottom. You have to realize some of our pumpings, our systems are actually 20 or 30 years old, so that's why we're improving them. And again, machinery equipment includes vehicles, generators, things like that are reoccurring. This is our annual service charges. Again, includes our assessment charge. Assessment charges are fees we charge for our debt service. So every district kind of has their own rate for that, and they have not changed since last year. Our service charge fee is our user fee, and most of the districts have increased 8%. Our uniform rate this year is $286, which is $71.50 per quarter. You'll see one exception to that, and that's Long Neck, and they're up $12.57. Now they will be uniform with everybody else, so we have brought them up to the uniform rate. Our water fund, which is basically our Dew Beach area, again, the expenses are relatively flat. They've actually decreased 1.1% or $13,000, so there's no rate change there, no big items in the Dewey Water Fund this year. Our enterprise capitals, again, this are capital projects that expand more than 1 year. This is what we anticipate to expend this year is $18.3 million. Two of the larger projects are Gosling Creek and the Pump Station 210. Gosling Creek is a regional pump station, which will be funded by connection fees, because the area is in a. This is an area where the county has expanded in growth. Again, it will also include the connection for a new elementary school in the Cape Henlopen School District, as well as Trooper 7. The 210 pump station. This again is a major improvement. Again, being paid by connection fees. This will allow the county to divert some of their sewer flows from our Wolf Neck area into our inland bays. Again, this is because of the expansions in those areas. Our five-year capital plan, again, this is both general fund and the enterprise fund. The general fund, we're looking at over $2 million in the next 5 years. Of that, $16 million of that will be covered by realty transfer taxes. The water and sewer, we're looking at almost $125 million in the next 5 years. And again, 38 of that will be paid for by connection fees, and the other $8.7 million is going to be funded by federal and state, either it could be loans or grants. So most likely that funds will be for new sewer districts or expansions of sewer districts. So that's where we get that funding normally. And that concludes our budget presentation. Everything is available online at texascountyde.gov. And I will turn it back over to Mr. Rolfson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Rolf. At the conclusion of our presentation today, if the council's so inclined, we can introduce the ordinance after we discuss specifics. And the public hearing is tentatively scheduled for June 16th, at which time we can hear from the public and formally ratify the budget if the council so chooses. So
after we have some questions first, then we can introduce it, is what you're saying.
Correct. So that's all our presentation. I'll invite Mrs. Jennings back up, and if you have any questions of us.
Questions of council?
I
have Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I was wondering, looks like maybe there might be some money to set aside to purchase some open space. My district is becoming a city. Development is everywhere. We need some open space. We need something to look at that doesn't have houses on it. So, you know, talking about Lewis Rehoboth area and also soil, you know the area. I'm wondering, is there money there? Because I couldn't tell, you know, from what you were saying.
It is not in the budget, but we have money set aside for open space. So if we see a purchase come up, we can either, one, amend the budget or put it in the next year's budget. But we have been setting money aside for open space.
Usable.
Absolutely. Usable.
Open space,
yes.
By the public.
Yes.
That is good news. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Question of the council. Mr. Cole.
First, I'll just make a kind of an editorial comment. Years ago, there used to be a woman would come in, and she'd always say that a fast-growing county, you know, and all the growth, will your taxes will go up, all your costs will go up, everything goes up. And she said you'll never see a county that's, you know, got a high population, et cetera, with low taxes. We're going in that trend. Our population is popping, and we see this with sewer and all this other stuff. Is there anything, any thoughts, Gina, mm-hmm. about are we going to be like other governments where we're just going to see the costs get higher and higher, and eventually we're going to go to the tax increases where we won't be able to keep, you know, the 26-year track record of keeping our taxes low? Do you have any thoughts on how we can impact that trend differently than maybe say other governments are doing? Because I know we're very conservative in what we do and right. in the way we address things, and we try to pass cost on to the people who use it, right. users' fees and stuff like that. So I mean, do you have any
sure
any long range
sure
thoughts?
Absolutely. We
I'd love to hear
we,
it.
Well, first of all, we need to keep up with the times, and infrastructure just does not mean buildings. And there's technology out there. We've implemented the Munis system that has eliminated six positions. We didn't, you know, get rid of anybody, but through attrition. That's a $700,000 a year savings after spending that. This CAMA system would do the same thing. So we need to keep modernizing and realizing that we can automate our services, provide better services by automating them and keeping the cost down. But obviously, we've had a great practice of we look at our costs first, make sure that we keep them down. What Mr. Lawson had mentioned, we had two net positions in the budget where we increased. Actually, that's only in the sewer fund. We had two less positions in the general fund. So in the tax-supported side, we are still keeping costs down and still looking where we can absorb. So we are doing a great job, and we constantly are looking to the future and how we can improve our
okay.
services.
All right, well, that's good news. Mm-hmm. Next question would be on Mr. Vincent and I had brought up to Todd a while back about the Code Purple and homeless and pantry, and it's $10,000 is included. Is that separated? Like, is that earmarked at $10,000? It won't be swallowed up with something else?
Correct.
And it would $10,000 have been enough for last winter if we were able to respond to the requests for emergencies? Do you think my question is, do you think $10,000 is enough if we see another harsh winter? And this is, again, a growing population, growing county, growing problem. Yeah. Doesn't get smaller.
So that money is earmarked for homeless and Code Purple assistance.
Right.
In other words, it won't go towards any other use. We partner with the Sussex County Homeless Coalition as well as an organization called Love Inc., which helps identify the needs and distribute the funding among several partners that provide cold shelter. Is $10,000 enough? I don't know.
Is there another source? Is there a place where we could find some money in this budget if we came up with an emergency situation? I guess Gina.
Absolutely. Yes, we have money set aside in contingency for those types of needs that come up throughout the year.
Okay, because again, it's going to be a growing problem, and again, we want to keep up with. Okay, my next comments would be on you were kind of looking for council from the council what we would like to do with the conservation district, and we've heard so much from all over the county about drainage issues and flooding and all that stuff. So. I would personally, you can put me down for supporting the request from the conservation district because the second part about the they got a staff of two for stormwater features to inspectors and stuff, and all we've heard about is all the growth in this county, all these new subdivisions, and we got to come through the pipeline. So every time we see a new subdivision, that's some new stormwater features, and we got a huge county and. I would think that if we support more development, we're going to have to support, you know, the things that go with it. And again, we don't want to do it at the county level. I would rather partnership and give the money to the people who have the expertise. So put me down as a supporter for increasing their or granting their request. Let me just see if I made another note here, Mr. Vincent, and I'll be done.
Are we open now for voting?
No. You'll have your chance, Mr. Wilson. I'm just trying to get mine in now.
We're on the question part right now.
That's right. I'm just raising some questions, and I believe that's all my notes at this point. Well, back to unit pricing. Gabby, I'm still I love this movement towards unit pricing, not only in the service charges, but I think in front footage charges. I'd love to see some creativity where we may not be able to do it by district, but we could do it by averaging in areas or new districts get created. We could average it out and have everybody pay the same because everybody benefits the same. This front footage charge is antiquated, not fair, and everything else. Or we could do it by subdivision. Everybody in this one subdivision could be paying equal amounts. And I think we need to look at ways to make that equitable. And that'll be all, Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. Mr. Council, anybody else? Mr. Wills, do you have any comments, questions?
Well.
Oh, okay, you're up.
I really don't have many, but I, of course, you all know I sit on the Soil and Water Board. And my thought is we have to know the difference between drainage, we have to know the difference between stormwater holes, we have to know the difference between ditches, and we have to be very careful how to label. I sit there and I know we got over $2 or $3 million budget. We have surplus, I know that. And I know also that the $65,000 that we're going to hire is mostly for private enterprises. And why is this county getting involved in hiring the staff there? That's what I can't understand. I think there's enough. We need to look up top the tax ditch first. And we really need all drainages go to ditches, and all ditches go to ponds, and ponds run to rivers, and rivers run to the oceans. If we take care of those first, the others take care of their own. So I think that we better be very careful how we designate this money. So I would before we come to the final conclusion, I'd like to give us an input.
Anything else, sir? Mr. Arlett.
Thank you, Mr. President. First and foremost, Mr. Lawson and Gina and all of you and your all of your department heads and everybody that's been involved in this process, a great kudos. This is truly amazing. I know it's very difficult to put together a budget like this and this concise. And so, number one, I want to thank you all, really, truly. I believe it's a very responsible budget. We don't have a tax increase. And at the same time, our population has grown, and we're doing it with less employees, correct?
That's correct.
So we have 52, I believe it is?
53.
53 employees less today than we did back in 2009, correct?
Yes.
And our population has increased. So I think that in itself is an amazing thing that the world should know, that Sussex County is very responsible with the tax dollars of the people. And if, unlike some other governments, they continue to increase and their debts continue to increase, you have been very responsible. So I want to really appreciate that, and I think it's really important to highlight that. And so I think that's something that's very, very relevant. I also noticed, of course, that you know, we have increased fairly significant debt to the library fund, and I have toured all of the libraries in the district, in my personal district, and I will tell you that the libraries are evolving. They are becoming more of a community center than they ever have been before, and they are greatly appreciative, and I think it's a resource that we should continue to promote and help them to market themselves, because I think the general public, a lot of people don't know really what they're all about yet, but I will tell you, they are evolving, and I think that's a great thing. Public safety, 54% of our budget is public safety, both county as well as our partners. And, you know, as a county, I know that is our number one, I feel, obviously all of us do, that is our number one, I would think, our obligation and responsibility to the count, to the residents, and that would be public safety. And nothing more important than that of a human life, and be it the fire department, be it the paramedics, be it the police. And I think that, you know, I would love the opportunity to continue to place focus on that. You know, I know, Mr. President, we've been in, you know, several meetings thus far with public safety. You got another one coming up that I've been invited by over Laurel. I'm not sure if you've gotten that invite as well. But public safety is continuing to be an issue and a concern for the residents of Sussex County. And I think that we need to continue to place a focus on how we can continue to do a better job there. And I also would like to highlight that last Friday I did have the opportunity to take my first tour of many of all the departments with the EMS guys and gals, and spent all day Friday and visited you know, a couple of different stations, and I am thoroughly impressed. And I think this budget continues to place a highlight on their needs, and I think that we have to continue to do that. And I know back in the workshop, we talked a little bit about this, and I brought up a couple questions regarding the vehicles. I know that that was something that was brought up to all of our attention at that workshop regarding, you know, the needs of some of the automobiles. So I do have one question as it relates to that. In this budget, we are in general, do we have, we have 200-plus cars in this county, correct, for the employees?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, how many?
230.
Do we have a system in place? I mean, is there an automatic, is there a system in place to monitor the cars and allocations, and when cars at all the various departments get to a certain point, we make adjustments, make changes? I don't know.
I'll start by saying there's two things. We don't have a good system in place. We have a system in place, but it is improving and evolving. There is a purchase in this year's budget to buy software to monitor our fleet, which will allow us to keep a handle on day-to-day use as well as long-term. The other point to this is when our revenues don't come in like we project, then we've got to make cuts somewhere. And these vehicles are back 5 years ago when things were bad. The vehicles overall in the county were things that were cut and not purchased. So, you know, it's a balance. We spend 3 months providing the product that you've reviewed today to put the best thing that we can do to provide all the services that we need to do, whether it's vehicles or otherwise. So if the revenues are there, certainly vehicles are a priority. And if they're not, then we do the best we can.
But we are. But there is in this budget, there is a software package that is going to be implemented to basically automate this process, the decision making, if you would, some way, and for budgeting too, I would presume, correct? So I think, you know, if there's a template in place, you can budget for it accordingly.
That's correct. It will track the maintenance of it, how many times it had to be in the shop, things like that, so we can pull detail of a vehicle.
For all departments, not just our EMS or paramedics, but all departments.
For all departments, correct.
Okay. And I think also, you know, regarding the comment, our partnership with the Sussex Conservation District. And yes, I would concur with my counterpart here regarding that we are growing. Sussex Conservation District is DENREC, is it not? Is that a state agency?
Quasi.
No,
yes.
It was formed by the state.
Right. That's a question.
Yes.
They are delegated state authority. Okay. They fall under the agency, DENREC as an agency. And they are a quasi-governmental body charged with those things such as drainage, stormwater regulation.
And also regulations for the new chicken house.
Stormwater regs.
Stormwater, yep. It's really, the fees have gone out of sight.
I believe they are up for their reauthorization of their authority this spring or summer, which will be delegated from DENREC to Stormwater. I'm sorry, Sussex Conservation District.
So, really, my question is, I mean, if indeed they are funded and they're purposed and they are ordained, if you would, by the state of Delaware to provide for a function, why are we, as Sussex County government, augmenting the state's budget? If they're not doing their job, could we say here that because of this, they don't have the proper funding or the allocations to Sussex County?
I'd be more comfortable if they made that statement, but I would deduce that because they're requesting additional funding from us, that there's a shortfall in their opinion.
Everybody has shortfalls.
So
my wife keeps telling me that all the time. You know what I keep telling her? I said there's a difference between needs and wants.
Right. So I mean
if we went according to what people think here. This county would be riding all new cars, and our constituents would be riding old cars because the county likes to have new cars. I mean, if we really want to go into needs, but there's needs and wants, and we sometimes, our wants get in the way of our needs, and we got to watch ourselves because I've run my own business for years, and that's a farmer. Understanding, you don't always go out just because you say, oh, my neighbor's got a new tractor or whatever. I have to run that daggone thing to it. Don't run no more or until the price of corn goes up or these things. It's up and down. That's why you look at the chart here. Back in 8 when Mike and I came on, we had no money. And I noticed here, isn't it amazing how the calls didn't come as bad and all the other things didn't come as bad? But boy, as soon as things money comes up, here we go, raise up and down. So you got to watch yourselves. Let's sort of get on this plane and watch yourselves how we're spending money. I'm telling you.
So truly, I would say that the point to the question is that Sussex County has allocated our resources where we need it, where we see the growth, correct? We are adjusting our budget. You have adjusted the budget, the allocations, where the need is. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice to see others do the same. I mean, if we are seeing an increase in Sussex County and we're not seeing an increase from the state regarding these areas that they are responsible for, I would question why.
Right.
So that's just a comment. Also regarding that of the paramedics, not the paramedics, but the DSP. It looks like we've increased that budget you mentioned by 90,000. So with that partnership, I know currently we right now are augmenting their budget to provide for 44 additional troopers to Sussex Countyans. Are we seeing an increase in that number within this budget?
No. So that is just the increase in the cost of the vehicles and the salaries.
Okay. I wasn't sure of that. So, So thank you very much for that. And I think that's just some commentaries and questions that I have. So, again, thank you all very much. I think there's a lot of details in here, and I look forward to going through it.
No, more
question to council. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll just follow up on my two partners down there in crime. Historically, we have been funding conservation. This is nothing new. It is something we've continued. And again, as I alluded to earlier, when you get all this fast-growing county, more developments, more of this, you know, are we part of the problem? And a lot of people think we are, we ought to be part of the solution. And what this does, I think it shows that we are good faith in saying as we support more and more development and growth in this county, we will also help you all with supporting it. And I believe $80,000 or $90,000 is a small price to pay. It's, again, a partnership. We could easily have something like this, like dog control. We could see the state saying, you know what, Sussex County, we're going to mandate, we're going to drop it back in your lap. And many counties, if you've moved here from other areas, many counties do this at the county level. Years ago, the state of Delaware took this authority. I say we keep it in Dover, but we help support it as we do with other things. So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We're getting a lot of development. We're getting a lot of fees from that. We're getting a lot of tax revenue. So are there problems caused with it? Yeah, it could be some drainage problems. And obviously there is in some of the older areas. So I think you ought to keep an open mind about it and do what we can to help support. And we all know the state has severe financial problems, but we have citizens here, taxpayers, people who live in Sussex County that would like to see somebody do something. Yeah. And I just think that it just shows that we're part of the solution. So I think it's a good faith on our part. So anyway, that's my editorial comment. No, that's all, Mr. President.
I have one more. We have been asked a number of times, I think at least once, to adopt a drainage ordinance and take responsibility here. And a lot of our residents believe we do. And it's my understanding that when there's a complaint and there's flooding or there's a problem, we do not go out and enforce the plans. But that is up to the conservation district, is what I understand. But if we had to set up a department and a drainage ordinance, I think we're talking about a lot of expense, new employees, and I certainly agree with aiding the folks at Conservation District. Their service has been excellent. And I want to say something to all of you. I used to run a business about one-tenth the size of this county. And I give you credit. This administration has made the county better every year since I've been here. And that's what I tell people when I go out and to the public. Every year it's more efficient. Every year you've got more systems in place. You're saving money. We don't have as many employees. And you're getting more done. And I have to hand it to you. I want to hand it to you because you deserve it. And I just want to thank you.
Anything else, Mrs. Deaver?
Mm-mm.
Mr. Cole, anything else? Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'm going to try to answer these folks on my left here. I did not say that we need to cut them. I did say we need to know how we're channeling this money. We know the difference between stormwater holes, stormwater ponds. We know the difference between ditches and all these things. And Mrs. Deaver, I've always said this. I'm always glad when new people like you come on and tell us how to run this county, how sorry this county would have been in the condition it would have been if people like you hadn't showed up. So I'm grateful. Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Wilson?
No, thanks.
Mr. Arlett. Anything else?
I just, again, okay. I only pose the question, who's such a conservation district is?
Go ahead.
And that's all. I mean, we're obviously not here making any decisions or any votes today, just inquiring, asking some very questions. And I think also to our 500 employees that are listening and are hearing this as well, I think that this budget, though there's not a COLA increase, I would say there are opportunities for one to increase one's income, correct? But and I would also want to commend you. I've also learned recently that there is a professional pathway, correct, for our employees. And there is a system that has been implemented really, truly providing that of a pathway for our employees. And I got to tell you, I think that's really important. And I commend you. So long as there are opportunities for one to grow and continue to provide for their families, and not necessarily just to show up to earn a check, but really truly be an impact and be a servant to that of the public, as all of our employees, as we all are. And so again, I want to appreciate you guys for doing that, because that's not always told publicly speaking, and again, I think that's really important. So thank you very much for doing that.
One last thing. Do we have funding in there for the, we're going to do the land use plan coming up. Are
Correct.
We starting to put some money aside for that effort?
Correct.
And
yes.
When and what date is, what year do we have that?
2018 has to be updated.
Okay.
I have a P.S. P.S. I read the other day when some developer is going to contribute money towards roads. I'm wondering, is there any plan that we would begin to ask developers to, you know, I'm where what's called EMS station, police station, brand new school is going, and I don't see any road improvements, and I think it's going to be a real mess. And so I'm wondering, I hope we don't have to sit and let that happen. But you know, I'm just saying, I think it would be a good idea. You know, our school up in Milton, they're overcrowded, and there are great needs, and I just want to put a plug in for other developers contributing to the costs of these services.
That decision, we will look to you all for that direction.
Anything else from council? Well, now introduce them if you want to read them.
I don't even think I have it in front of me.
Okay. Mr. Moore's got it. Mr. Moore can read it.
Yes.
You all go back to your seats. Thank you very much.
The first is an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2016.
Pleasure, council. Who wants to introduce it?
So moved. I'll introduce it.
Charlie introduces it.
And the second is an ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County Water and Sanitary Sewer Districts.
So moved.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
Second.
I'll second. Now we are to Mrs. Jennings again.